then came in the spring 93, so when I was just probably a few weeks or a few months with the anti-aircraft, there came the real decisive turnover in the war when the Americans, in the British first, and later the Americans came with the centimeter radars.
Yeah.
So there was the H2S equipment of the mm-hmm. British, which was 9 centimeter radar, which was on board of the airplanes.
Right.
That is why they, these rotating antennas, they had to have this very short wavelength mm-hmm. and so on to put the rotating antenna on board of the plane. And then the Americans came with a 3 centimeter radar, so as we call it. And that's when they, on the one hand, were able to make these bombings at night,
mm-hmm.
and, even under with cloud covered country, because they could see the picture
on, right.
the on board of the plane, and were able to practically eliminate the submarine warfare.
Yeah.
And that brought the real turn of the war and so on. And in Germany, they had radar sets, but only in the, what we call the decimetric range, so the
mm-hmm.
50 centimeters largely. And the all work in the centimeter range had been even officially forbidden and so on. And when they realized that the breakthrough came in the centimetric range, anyhow, the German authorities decided to do more for the radar developments, which they had largely neglected. And one of the acts was that they asked these high school students who were at this anti-aircraft batteries who was interested in high frequency and so on. And we had to pass an entrance exam in mathematics and physics, and were selected from all over Germany,
mm-hmm.
and were in such a camp where we had then half the day skill school training and half the day.
Is that where you met Alfred?
That's where Manfred
Schroeder.
Yeah, he was there at the same camp.
Yeah.
Actually, there are quite a few. I mean, because this was a selective group from all over Germany, so that is one of, let's say, there are quite a few university professors today mm-hmm. from that group. Not only Manfred and myself, but many others. There are also many other leading people. For instance, I was later in industry largely involved with filter design. Who was Kühnemund for a certain time was the head of the filter developments at Siemens. It's Kühnemund.
Kühnemund.
I can write it down for you. It's.
He was also in that.
Yeah, he was a year later when they had the second, so when the 27 came, Kühnemund. That was his, Friedrich. It's like your name, Kühnemund. His first name, Friedrich, but not Frederick, but Friedrich. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then at Bell Labs, the main filter designer was Karl Kurt.